The Lady Cats softball team will be scrimmaging Saturday in Rockwall. They scrimmaged at home against White Oak last Tuesday. And I talked with Lady Cats softball coach David Carrillo Friday morning.
Actually, we're going to be blessed with two great days. So it's weird for us because we're used to playing in the rain and the cold. It's a little bit chilly right now, but should be a good weekend. We're going to go to Rockwall and participate in that scrimmage. Our JVs are played today. I believe they play at 3:30 against North Crowley, and then they'll finish up with a 6 o'clock game against Rockwall. And then for our varsity, it's a 9:45 start against North Crowley, a 2:15 game against Rockwall, and a 4 o'clock game against North Forney. So every good quality teams. And we're going to be missing some kids on Saturday because of ACT testing, and they're going to try to get there as quick as they can. But it is what it is, and you get to go look at other kids. So it's just a scrimmage, and we just need to go get some time in. Our pitchers need to get some time in, and our hitters need to see live at bats.
Sound like the hitters were ready Monday at Lady Cat Park and scrimmage. Sound like they did a good job of hitting the ball.
Yes, I was really pleased with the way we were able to put the ball in play and move the ball around. Molly Johnston hit a home run, a good blast for her, and Kristen Allen had a good night at the plate. And we had a lot of kids with multiple hits, so that was a good thing. And then also pitching-wise, I thought, Sarah Womack started the game and did a great job, pitched a couple innings, and Summer White finished up and did a great job also. So, it's more of a part of just getting some work in and getting some time in. A scrimmage is a scrimmage. I don't even really look at scores. I just kind of let our kids go get some at-bats and do some good things and figure some stuff out. Because even pitching-wise, calling the pitches, I'm still getting to know our pitchers. Right now, and I'll be knowing them throughout the whole scrimmage process, and you hope by that first game you have it all figured out. But everybody has a strength and weakness, and you got to kind of figure that out before you get into the first game.
I'd imagine scrimmage is a time for a lot of evaluation, and you can probably think of times when somebody's kind of surprised you a little bit with their abilities or something that they showed you on the field.
Yes, we have kids that are playing like Mandy Stoniker. She's had, since Casey's in basketball, she's had to step up and play some first base, and I thought she did a great job the other night. And and we see some things from just all our other younger kids, just little things that they do that kind of catch your eye, and you're hoping they can continue to do well in the evaluation process and what we're going through right now. And the good thing about us, I think, really is competition, because we have some kids that are really competing for some spots, and heck, it's good that we have that situation. It's better than if we're one and done and have one kid at a certain spot and don't have anybody to fill it, we're in trouble. But I feel like we do have kids that can step up and play if something happens.
You've moved some people around and give some more time at the new position, that sort of thing.
Yes, getting Sierra back was big because she helps us out tremendously at second. And then Kristen is really a true third baseman. Oh, so she just goes back home where she was used to playing. So and she did a great job. Like I said, she's a very, very good, solid player for us there. And, of course, we're still waiting on basketball kids, and that'll help us, and it'll give us more chance to evaluate some more kids, because there's a few over there that we're expecting to push for some varsity spots.
KSST Sports.